It's not hard to imagine vaccinations being used for insidious purposes, given the regulatory issues attached to them. Vaccination critics are especially concerned about the substantial immunity the federal government gives vaccine makers. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 created the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, VICP, which prevents anyone from filing certain civil lawsuits against vaccine manufacturers. Congress handed drug makers this legal protection that, in effect, gave them a free pass to market as many vaccines as they would like. According to its literature, the VICP is a no-fault alternative to the traditional tort system for resolving vaccine injury claims that provides compensation to people found to be injured by certain vaccines. The VICP is funded by a 75-cent excise tax on every vaccine routinely administered to children. This questionable law was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2011, although dissenting judge Sonia Sotomayor warned that this decision leaves a regulatory vacuum in which no one ensures that vaccine manufacturers adequately take account of scientific and technological advancements when designing and distributing their products. This prompts a question. If inoculations are so safe, why did the federal government need to offer pharmaceutical companies immunity from lawsuits? Clearly, the cozy relationship between government and pharmaceutical companies qualifies as collusion, and the mainstream media is complicit in this arrangement, refusing to call out vaccine makers even when the evidence is strong. One example of a media leader who spoke up and paid the price is Katie Couric, the first female news anchor on a major network. Couric sparked an avalanche of criticism in December 2013 by simply addressing the issue of vaccine safety. Despite the fact that she gave voice to both sides of the debate over Gardasil, the HPV vaccine that has been linked with a number of debilitating side effects, she was savagely attacked as anti-vaccine. A vigorous supporter of the HPV vaccine, Alexandra Sifferlin, penned a Time editorial charging that Couric was following in the footsteps of Jenny McCarthy, a co-host of the ABC talk show, The View, who has claimed vaccines bring on autism. The damage a former Playboy bunny has been able to do is bad enough, but Couric's misdeeds are all the worse, given that she's taken much more seriously than Jenny McCarthy, wrote Sifferlin.